Hey guys, it's Lisa
and Rebecca.
Welcome to the Secret Life of Weddings podcast, where we chat everything weddings.
Yeah.
Well, more like gossip everything weddings.
Yeah, it's definitely gossip.
Let's be honest here. We tell the craziest true wedding stories. So you can email your story to secretlifeofweddings@gmail.com. Now get ready for the dirt. Welcome to episode 35 of The Secret Life of Weddings.
I'm going to get down.
She's going to get down with her bad self because apparently this is the 90s and I say these things. This is a very special episode. Do you know why it's special, Rebecca?
You sound so...
I sound what?
So somber.
Do I sound... Do I sound buttery? Do
very
I sound
buttery.
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm hoping so because I've spent my last 3 days, 4 days on Earth here.
You did good.
Building a sound booth in my basement.
You did good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I tried really hard. I went like around the house. I went around the house digging up every blanket I could find. Old towels are lining this wall behind here.
You can't
even see. Yep. I got an old duvet hanging over there. But I actually draped it in material, so the interior looks fairly clean. The outside looks like she said, like a spaceship.
It's all silver. It looks like a spaceship.
It is.
I like
it. It's got like silver foam core and stuff. And it's like, but we've got like,
I feel like a kid again.
Yes. This
like,
is.
Yeah.
It's a fort. It's a grown, it's a legit.
It is a fort.
Adult fort.
I used to build forts when I was a kid. This is awesome.
I was building this going.
I didn't build it though.
I seriously was building this. Yeah. She's like, I wasn't here. But when Rebecca was like, when Lisa was building this, I was feeling it. No.
I got updates.
She did. She got photo updates. But I built it out of ABS plumbing stuff as the frame and then like built the everything else. But here's the thing. When I was like layering the blankets on top of it, I was like thinking, I trained my entire childhood for this moment.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
Because it was really pissing me off. Like at the studio, we couldn't get rid of like the traffic sounds. And then I would come in and try to soundproof. And then the people upstairs would be like, mch, mch, mch.
Yeah.
And I was just like losing my shit.
Yeah.
And I wanted this to sound amazing.
Gosh, she even strung lights up in here.
I did.
Go to our Instagram page and see our Insta story. You'll see what it looks like.
You put in, yeah, we're going to have to like highlight
super
that.
Super adorable.
The, put the highlight on the page.
Yeah.
So go to our account thing and we'll highlight it. But there's like globe lights. I hung globe lights around. Now we just
nice
have
nice ambiance.
It's beautiful. It's very romantic in here. It's very tiny. It's tiny. And hopefully it sounds a heck of a lot better because that was really the goal. We got rid of Rebecca's box, though.
I'm really sad. I can't touch my box.
She can't touch her box anymore. We're just inside.
Well, really, this is a big box. I had a little box. Now it's a big box. So I can touch the outside of this box.
You can. Just on the way in. On the way out. But it's been upgraded.
On the way in, on the way out.
Dirty. Dirty, dirty girl. Dirty girl.
I like it.
I love it. So we hope this elevates your audio experience in your ear holes, because I love saying that word.
Ear holes. It's such, that's so weird.
So weird. Just epically weird. We even bought proper pop filters so that our S's don't
screens.
Hurt your ears.
They're screens.
Screens.
I call them screens.
Screens?
Yeah.
They're pop filters.
I miss my pantyhose.
I'm sorry. These are an nylon. They're technically kind of pantyhose. I know our dollar store boxes got us pretty darn far. We got.
They were awesome.
They were good. We got 34 episodes with our dollar store boxes.
Yeah.
And you know what? They did the job while we were growing and.
Our dollar store boxes.
Our dollar store boxes. We're high class girls. So welcome to the Secret Life of Weddings podcast where we tell the shittiest wedding stories known to man.
Yeah.
And well, they just keep coming, don't they, Rebecca?
They really do. I'm enjoying tracking this shit down.
Also, not to mention, people are just emailing the crap.
Absolutely.
Like, the amount of emails we're getting is so good. And Rebecca's being a champ at trying to get through them all. So if you've emailed us, we did get it. Please just be patient with
I'm going to reply.
She'll reply.
I'll get there.
She will get there. We have a couple really exciting things coming up on today's show for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit of a long one. It's going to be an hour for sure. Because one part we've already recorded is like almost an hour. And then we're going to record a little extra something for you here.
As always.
So first of all, we're going to talk mother-in-laws from hell. So
shit, Lisa. Yeah. Like, seriously, when I was looking up these stories, of course, I Google this, and I start looking through, sifting through a lot of stuff.
You're telling me there's not a lack of mother-in-law stories?
There's
kidding.
A lot.
I thought it would be such a special category. There'd be, like, no stories.
And honestly, I was on there reading all these stories, and I was laughing at my computer, because I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, people are... Basically, it just renewed Rebecca's... belief that people are fucked up at the core.
Yeah.
At least mothers-in-law. We're talking about this. I think it's mothers-in-law. I think that's grammatically the correct way to say the pluralized version.
I'm not grammatically correct ever.
You're not anything correct.
I say
correct.
Whilst.
Whilst.
What?
Whilst we discuss this, I shall say mothers-in-law.
All right. Okay. Should I tell you this one?
Yes.
You're going to like it.
Wait. I want to say this, though. We're going to do the mothers-in-law stories.
Yep.
And then we're going to have a very special guest on. Who's an old friend of mine. Her name is Renee Young. She's a WWE host, personality, interviewer, talent, just all around good
gal.
She's
the bomb.
She's the bomb. She's the bomb diggity. She's the shit. She's just a cool chick. She's an old, like I said, she's an old friend of mine. She's been a family friend for years and ended up, just taking off and doing this amazing work with the WWE. So she is a personality that millions of people watch.
Yeah.
All the time, but she's also just a cool as fuck chick.
She has a great podcast.
She's got an awesome podcast called Regular Girls. So she and her friend Stacy, who's actually a Toronto comedian, so she's not far from us. She's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
She's with the Second City. They record kind of because Renee's everywhere. So she'll travel with the WWE and they'll be recording in, LA or they'll be in Germany or wherever. And she'll be recording her bit. Stacey will do her bit. And they just shoot the shit and chat and talk everything from, I think, The Bachelor to
yes.
Jennifer Aniston stuff to just whatever is going on. Also, I think her husband, John, who's Dean Ambrose, the wrestler, he comes on the podcast every now and then. It's a fun show. So if you like chit chatty shows, you like our shit. You might like her shit.
Yes.
So go,
there you go.
Go subscribe to her show, Regular Girls. And we want to say a big thanks to Renee for coming on. But like I said, we have a long history together because my husband, Justin, is best friends with her brother. So that's how we knew each other. And she came to our wedding and she came on the show and actually told us about her wedding. So she married Dean Ambrose, which is his stage name, but his real name is John. So we know him as John. They had a great wedding story. So it's one of those things that's just... It's just a great story in and of itself.
Yeah.
Even despite who she
is. It's awesome.
Yeah. And we also talked about her haunted house growing up where Justin lived for a little bit when he was doing a school camp thing. And
that got really creepy.
There's just there's some really wicked stories that she has. So
absolutely.
So definitely stay tuned for that. And we also tell her a few crazy ass Reddit wedding stories because who would we be if we didn't share the gossip with Renee?
Exactly.
We would be shitty wedding gossipers, wouldn't we? So we finish off the episode by telling her some of those jewels. So that's what you got coming up. But in the meantime, where's the mother-in-law dirt? Because I need it. I need
some. Do you want one or two, baby?
I want two.
All right. Okay. This is from BuzzFeed.
Okay.
The mother of the groom who was not too happy. That's the title, guys.
Okay.
The mother of the groom literally got up, pushed the bride out of the way, and told the groom, "The bride's not good enough for you. I set you up on 8 dates this month, and they're all perfect." And then she continued to drunkenly scream at them. It was especially crazy because the families had been friends for decades.
Oh, can you imagine what the parents of the bride are thinking right there?
I'm slapping a bitch.
Yeah. I will choke a bitch.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, what would you do?
Kick her out.
I'd be like, you need to leave. And I'd be saying to my husband, you need to take care of this.
You need to stand up to that woman.
Yeah.
You know that that groom hasn't stood up to his mother a day in his damn life, though.
Probably not. It's
true.
I hate to say that, but yeah.
No, you don't.
Well, I don't want to stereotype or, assume. But,
some stereotypes
are
true for a reason, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that type of behavior, it's usually not checked. And that's why it tends to get worse.
That's something you got to nip in the ass before the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
You nip that in the bud.
And they had to have known she wasn't happy about it. Clearly, 8 dates. He should have been listen, don't come to my wedding if you're going
to
be like this.
Not to mention, keep the alcohol away from that woman.
Holy shit.
This is not a woman that needs another tequila shot.
And I'm sorry, I need to know more information about this, which I know I'm never going to know.
No, you're not going to know this.
But how do you set your son up on 8 dates?
I don't know. Well, what do you mean?
Set him up on 8 dates that month.
Okay, in a month. I think that's where you're going with this, right? Because you're like, how do you set him up?
No, he's obviously been engaged for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you set him up on 8 dates? Did he go on these dates? I'm really curious. They're all perfect? How does she know they're perfect?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
There's so many
questions.
That's
a whole other level of crazy mother-in-law. Like, that's a whole other fucking level.
If you guys think that you have a crazy mother-in-law that you'd like to tell us about, even anonymously, don't forget, we take submissions, secretlifeofweddings@gmail.com.
Chances are your mother-in-law won't hear it.
Chances are we can't guarantee anything. But again, we don't use names.
Exactly.
Unless you want us to. We'll totally call that bitch out.
Yep. Yeah. I'm down with that.
This is your opportunity, people.
Mm-hmm.
Passively, aggressively get back at your mother-in-law with the Secret Life of Weddings podcast. That should be our new ad.
There you go. There we go.
Done.
I like it.
For free.
All right. Because, you know, we don't have enough of mother-in-laws.
Oh, that's what we should offer. We should say, have us... you know, deliver a really snarky, passive-aggressive message to your mother-in-law anonymously from Lisa and Rebecca.
Yeah.
This one goes out to
Get
Mary.
Get your anger out.
Yeah. It's like, this message is for Mary. Hi, Mary. This is Lisa and Rebecca from the Secret Life of Weddings podcast. We've been told that you've been a complete bitch for the last 10 years. We've been told you should let your son go. He's an adult. Grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
Love, Stacy.
Yeah.
Like something like that.
There you go.
I'll do that. Just write me one. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
Come at me.
We're taking requests.
We're taking requests. It's official.
All right. I have another one for you.
All right.
I know you're not going to like this one.
Oh, dear. Wait, in a good way or a bad way?
I know you're going to go on a tangent.
She's known me. We've done 34 episodes. This is 35th episode. She knows when I have a tangent coming.
I know there's a tangent coming for this one.
Okay. I'm going to sit on my hands.
I'm not going to tell you the title because it gives it away.
Okay, don't. Yeah. Surprises are good.
While I was out of town.
Whilst? Yeah. Whilst. Every opportunity.
While I was out of town visiting a friend, we went to the wedding of her coworker. I didn't know anyone there, so I was wandering around the reception hall and walked in on an older couple in a compromising situation. Luckily, they didn't notice me. I thought that was going to be the
end. And he's like, bow chicka bow.
Yeah. I thought that was going to be the end of the story. But later on during the reception, they each had to give a toast because she was the mother of the groom and he was the father of the bride.
Oh, no.
I've never told anyone what I saw and I don't know if their kids ever found out.
I'm not going to go on a tangent. I'm just going to giggle in the corner for about
They're
half an hour.
Cheating, Lisa.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't need to preach to you all. You all know how I feel about that if you've ever listened to one of these episodes. That's a burn.
That's just a bad idea.
I love that you're saying this like it's not. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Thanks, Tips.
No, but, well, obviously they didn't know it was a bad idea.
Oh, I think that's probably the appeal.
Okay, I get that. Okay, whatever. Your business. You do you. But to do it at your wedding in another room where the reception is, that is just such a solid, epical,
well, it wasn't
bad
their,
idea.
Luckily, it wasn't their wedding. You said at your wedding. It's like, well, it's not their wedding. It's their kid's wedding, which is almost
same
as bad.
Same shit.
Different like, pile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. But...
I know. I agree with you.
No.
That's something, eh?
Hard no. Don't. No. Can you not just hold on until the wedding's over? Like, it had to be that day?
Can you imagine the thrill factor, though? Like, if those guys were thrill seekers, like, they had
to
be.
They have to be.
They have to be part of
they
that.
They get off on
exhibitionism.
On, yeah.
It's like, well, kind of. Or I'm sure there's a word.
Yeah,
but
no, that's it.
Is it exhibitionism?
Yeah.
Even if you're not being seen? Just risking being seen having sex?
Exhibitionists. Yeah.
So they're just both exhibitionists, clearly. And they're like, what would be the hottest thing ever? And they're like, doing it at our kid's wedding because it's the riskiest thing in the world.
Old.
What?
They're kind of old.
So you're like, I'm not turned on right now by this.
Yeah. No.
No. But that's totally it. Like, psychologically, that has to be it. There's no other...
But there's got to be a line there. I mean, like, what if the groom or the bride walked in?
Would you just, like, walk in and walk immediately out? Like,
I'd be like, what the fuck?
I don't know if I would bring it up. Maybe they knew.
Oh, hell no. I'm bringing it up.
Really?
Especially if, like...
At your wedding? Right before the first dance?
Yeah. No, I'm bringing it up. And I'm outing them.
Wow.
You're done.
You sound like me.
Yeah.
Apparently, I have children.
Only because it would be my parents. So that'd be different, right?
Like,
if I was
them.
A guest, I'd be like, man, you do you.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Can you imagine taking, you know, it'd be hilarious. You come across that, you snap a photo, you slip it into the slideshow during the wedding. You'd be like, oh, look, there's Susie.
With some choice porn music. There we go. But can you imagine being that, I'm not sure if it was a guy. I'm just going to assume it's a guy. Can you imagine
she
being that
pointed
guy?
At her crotch just now.
Oh, I was pointing at my phone.
Okay, her phone was sitting between my legs. Her legs, and she goes, I don't know if it's, and then she points to her crotch, and I'm like, that, what?
I'm going to assume it's a guy.
It was a weird visual. I just had to tell you about that.
So imagine, he's seen that, then he's sitting at his table during speeches, and then they come up, and he's just like,
he's going,
no, I imagine his jaw dropped. Like, he's like, oh shit.
Like, or like he just assumes they're married and somebody goes, oh, no, silly you.
Yeah.
That's my father. That's his mother. And he's like,
are you sure?
Okay, then. All right. The only thing that would have made that better is if like they had seen him walk in, but they didn't.
Yeah, no.
Like, can you imagine their face, the parents' faces if they.
Oh, my God. Someone would have had a heart attack right there.
Yeah. And that's when dad went to the hospital.
Yes. We don't know why. His pants are around his ankles.
Yeah.
What happened?
Why does this man have no underwear on? I don't know. Why is your underwear in this woman's purse? I don't know.
Classic men.
That was really good.
Know.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad, eh?
Thank you, Internet, for that. Thank you. Was that BuzzFeed?
Yeah.
Thanks, BuzzFeed.
Right?
Awesome.
We got more we'll have to share another day.
We got so much more. We also recorded a kick-ass Patreon episode. So if you want more dirt,
Lisa's up the game. You're getting more episodes.
I dedicated Rebecca to this without knowing. We're doing this weekly now. So every time we record, we're going to record one regular episode and one Patreon episode, which is going to be posted midweek. So it's like your drama llama. It gets hungry midweek after you listen to this episode. Different content. You can feed the llama around Friday, Saturday. I'll probably upload each episode. So it's like you kind of have your hit on Tuesday. You get your midweek one. And then you get another.
Drug dealers.
Well, you know, kind of, right? Gossip is a sort of drug.
It is.
It's harmless. There's no names.
Yeah.
There's no names. No. Don't forget, guys, if you want to hit up that extra episode, you can do so. For as little as $1 a month or more if you really like us. It basically supports our show, allows us to buy things like pop filters, which I just bought. I bought professional ones, which were like $20 each.
Nice.
But they are pretty. And I retired my dollar store one, which I lovingly handmade out of pantyhose. So if you want to support our little sound booth and our show, go to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings. And more importantly, you get ad-free episodes midweek that is totally exclusive to Patreon. So enjoy that shit. Also, there is a chat function in there. Feel free to post, message us, whatevs. We'll totally get back to you. Yeah, we can talk to people.
I didn't know that.
We can talk to people in there.
Nice.
It's going to be like our new little mini hangout spot. In addition, we also are on Facebook, guys. So no matter what, come to Facebook if you're on there. Fans of Secret Life of Weddings. And we hang out in that group all the time.
Yep.
We shoot the shit. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Without further ado, we should probably get on to Renee's stories,
right?
Okay, so again, Renee's an old friend of mine. There's some rando kind of stories, but they're really funny. And they involve everything from ghosts to throwing to food fights to I don't even know.
It's all over the place, but it's awesome.
It's a little all over the place. It's all awesome. Again, check out her podcast, Regular Girls, on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this. I guess it's called Apple Podcasts now. It's not iTunes anymore. I'm going to start sounding dated. It's Apple Podcasts.
Really?
Did you know they changed?
No.
Yeah, it's not iTunes anymore. It's Apple Podcasts.
I noticed the layout and everything changed, but I didn't.
It's just because it's like an app. It's a separate podcasts app now, so it's just called Apple Podcasts. So I'm trying to like change everything I say and do to Apple Podcasts, not iTunes.
That's cool.
Yeah. Don't forget to leave us a review, please, guys. It helps us a lot. We're trying
to get
on.
Them.
I know. Oh my God, that's
send us some,
that's like my favorite thing in the world. I get so happy.
Yes.
And make sure to subscribe, and we will see you on the other side of Renee. Actually, I'm going to start right there with that giggle because like the laugh was good. Becca has, I think, a little bit of a girl crush going on you with the laugh because she was like going,
Rebecca. I totally do.
Yes. Okay. So Rebecca.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
She's like, she's got a great laugh because I told her about your podcast, Regular Girls. And
oh, yes.
By the way, everyone, this is Renee Young, who I still have a funny time calling you that because I never knew you as Renee Young.
Yeah, it's funny for me too. And I feel like I just have so many names from like Renee Young, Renee Paquette, Renee Good. Like I just feel like I bounce around so much and I pick and choose which one I use at different intervals in life.
Wait, what was the last one?
Good, which is my married name.
Oh, of course. I didn't really realize that.
Yes.
Because I know John by John, but I've never, you know, I don't know his whole story, I guess.
So it's good. So, and I Got Young is like my TV name with WWE. And then, and then Good is my married name.
Okay. Yeah. So you're young and good.
I'm young and good. I'm going to ride that into the sunset.
I don't blame you one bit. So for our regular listeners, we are blathering on with Renee Young. She, her biggest gig right now is with the WWE. Are you like a host? What do you call what you do? I know nothing about wrestling.
I would say like host, announcer, personality. ...
et cetera,
exactly. I wherever they need me to be, I end up going there. So yeah, I kind of bounce around depending on what it needs to be.
Traveler extraordinaire, like you're always on the road.
Totally. Constantly. I know. And my poor little carry-on bag is just packed to the gills right now and it's ready to explode. It's had it with me. I'm pushing my boundaries with it.
It's done.
Totally done.
But to me, it's like I've known you forever. So, forever equals about 11 years, I think now.
That's a long time, though.
It is a long time. You, like that must seem like a lifetime ago. Like
it does. It feels so long ago. I mean, thinking about we were just chatting briefly before we hopped on here and started recording, but like being at yours and Justin's wedding and like meeting you guys from when Justin lived at my house with me and my mom. And then he started dating you. Like, God, it feels like, I was still living at home. Like, geez, now I'm a married ass woman with like a job and I travel and stuff. It's crazy.
You're almost a grown up. It's incredible. Like
it's wild. It's really scary. I know.
Well, you know, it's funny. So
I don't know if I'm ready for it.
You're all right. You'll manage. So it's like, we've got the two parts of Renee Young here. We've got like the celeb Renee, which is like, yay for her. And then the other side is like, I just, you know, good old Renee, who's always been our friend. So to give a little bit of background to our listeners, because this is kind of a crossover episode in a way. It's like we've got your fans who are coming in who are going like, don't fucking tell me who she is. I know who she is. And then we've got our listeners who, if they do follow WWE, probably know who you are. If they don't follow WWE, they might not know.
They won't have a clue.
They won't know who the magic of Renee is. So
let's throw them a little magic.
Let's do it. So I thought you would get a real kick out of, and Rebecca too, I have not told her this story. So my husband, Justin, you lived with you and your mom for a short period, I think over a summer when he taught rock and roll camp to some kids, right? Because he didn't want to make the drive or something. So he lived with you guys.
Yeah.
So I always got the sense, I heard a couple crazy stories and I always got the sense that you basically got to be like the sister he never had and the sister he got to shit on for a short period.
Yeah. He really certainly took advantage of that. Like 100%. He left a mark. He left a mark on that part of my life. No, not physical. I mean, he did leave a lot of cereal in my bed as a prank often.
That was what I was going to ask you about. Yeah.
Yeah. He got me pretty good. He would like, well, when he was staying with us, and so Eric, my brother, who Justin and Eric are best friends, for people that don't know this, Eric wasn't living at home with my mom and I. So it was like Eric moved out and then Justin moved in. But Justin was also like, that like pain in the ass brother that I didn't have because Eric never really gave me that much trouble. Eric was always like pretty, like he kept to himself. He stayed in his own lane. But then like Justin moves in and he's just like such a shit disturber in my business, in my way. But no, we had a lot of fun. He would like, yeah, he would leave like, I feel like he left like cereal like under my, like not even just like on the bed. Like he put it like in my sheets. I remember like going into bed and like so tired. I don't know if I was, I think I must've been working at like the Molson Amphitheater at the time.
Said.
I feel.
He said, he's like, she got me into some shows. And I said, oh yeah. 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 That sounds about right.
Yeah, exactly. It seems to be like how we function is going to shows and doing damage. But yeah, I guess I feel like I got home like really late from a show one night and just wanted to crash. And I was so pissed that there was just like, I think it was like Frosted Flakes or something like that, like just all in my sheets. I wanted to kill him. Such a little shit.
You know what's funny though? I got angry at him as a mother, like hearing this story today, because I was like, I know I've heard bits and pieces of the story, but you need to tell me in detail because I'm going to be talking to Renee and I want to bring it up. I'm like, A, what was the cereal? He didn't remember. So that's such a man thing. B, I was like, I'm going to ask her because I want a visual. B, I was like, did you seriously take... And he did it twice, apparently, to her. He's
like, yeah, I think
like,
so.
She got so pissed off the second time, she wasn't having it, and I stopped. And I was like, okay. But I was more angry that your mother had bought this cereal for you guys to eat, and his spoiled ass took it.
And he wasted it.
Like, the mother in me.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. I mean, I was annoyed that my bed was all crummy, but yeah, you're right. How wasteful of him.
Cereal's not
How
cheap.
Rude. What a dick.
Such an asshole.
Sugary cereal. I mean, that's also a treat. It's a treat not to be ruined. And he ruined it. No regard for the cereal.
Is it sad that I would be like taking the box and like shoving like back in? Just
you're like, you're still eating this. Did he ever tell you about the time that we went to like an insane asylum?
No.
Yeah. So in Whitby, Ontario, I have no idea what's there anymore. But they had opened up like a new wing of this like mental institute, but it was like a regular thing, like for me and my friends at that time, where before they moved into the new one, there was like this like really scary abandoned mental facility.
Whoa.
So yeah, it was super, super creepy, but we would all go there as like a thing to just like, I don't know, get into some trouble and look at some scary stuff and feel terrified and run out screaming and talk about it for days. But him and I went one day, but we went into the new one and we just like walked around the hallways. It was just so creepy and scary. I have no idea why we like him and I were just like, yep, let's just go do this tonight, I guess. And like walked through this place and just like, yeah, it was really creepy. I don't recommend people doing that. I don't know what we were thinking. We were young and stupid.
Young and stupid accounts for so much of his history, I swear to God. Also, it's
totally
like, oh, should we go to a concert tonight? Let's go to the insane asylum and just walk around. Okay. No, actually.
There wasn't a whole lot to do in the suburb of Ajax, Ontario. So yeah, we were kind of limited.
Well, let me tell you, that actually almost leads me to my next thought, because one of the other things he said, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to bring this up, but look at you with the perfect segue.
I like where this is headed.
So Rebecca, I heard you got something really cool in the mail today.
Oh my God, it's amazing. The mountain man.
Ring?
Yes.
Yes, okay. She didn't get an actual literal mountain man, she got a ring. So this ring came from manlybands.com, and they found out that Rebecca's husband has lost 3 wedding bands, which is hilarious. So they sent her this gorgeous mountain man wedding ring.
Titanium.
Titanium, it's beautiful.
Oh my God, it was the cutest thing. It came in this little birch tree gift box.
Incredible.
It was awesome.
You have to check it out. Manly Bands offers amazing customer service, free U.S. exchanges, and a 30-day We Got You Bro return policy if the customer doesn't love their Manly Band. They offer fast shipping, often less than 3 to 4 days. For any men who have procrastinated in buying their wedding band, this is for you. We can offer you 15% off all Manly Band rings by using the code SECRETLIFE. So go to manlybands.com, that's manlybands.com, and use SECRETLIFE for 15% off all Manly Band rings.
One of the other things he said, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to bring this up, but look at you with the perfect
segue. I like where this is headed.
Uh-huh. Well, apparently Justin's like, he's like, you know me, I believe in nothing. He's the biggest skeptic I've ever met. He's like, but I was in that house, and for the first time,
I thought
there was a ghost. He said he was sitting in his room. I guess it would have been Eric's old room. And
yeah.
He thought he was like, he had the distinct impression that he was being watched and there was someone there. And he goes, I slept the whole rest of the night with the lights on. And that is not Justin.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it was like, I tell this story all the time, but I am a huge believer in ghosts and I always have been. But I feel like, so when we moved into this house and it was me, my mom and my brother, we all separately had different stories of like, yeah, feeling like you're being watched. And like Eric and I, especially during the time we were in high school, like we never really talked to each other. We were so different. We stayed in our own lanes, but we would like, it was always like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. You would hear this loud bang on my door and his door and our door, like our rooms like mirrored each other.
Oh dear.
So we would like meet in the hallway and just like, yeah, it was like this like really crazy loud, like knock on the door. And it was always between 2 and 3, which evidently is the demonic hour. If you guys know anything about this, I've done a lot of research on this.
I don't know this. What's the demonic
hour? It's like witching hour, like 3 a.m.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, you're kidding. Yeah.
So this would happen all the time. Like I would have like girlfriends come stay over and like I wouldn't say anything because you sound like a maniac being like, oh, by the way, my house is haunted. A, they're not going to show up and B, they might just be like, yeah, you're crazy. But you could hear like pacing in the hallway all the time. Like I could hear the dishwasher opening and closing, like so many different things. But that house was 100% haunted. And then when I moved to LA from that house, I sound so crazy saying this, but I swear to God, I was sleeping and I woke up with this like dream that somebody whispered in my ear, I'm coming with you. And my ear was like hot as if somebody breathed on me. Like it was the scariest thing of all time. So my mom and I, she came down to LA with me when I first moved out there. She like flew out with me and helped me get situated and everything. And we had talked about it a lot about how the house was and that there was just a lot of like unexplainable shit that happened in this house. So she went home and she saged the house. And I'm a big sager now. Yeah. I sage like my house mm-hmm. often.
Can't hurt, right? What the fuck? Well, can't hurt.
I know, it's so scary. Well, so I shouldn't say we do it often. We've saged our house once, actually twice when we moved
we
in.
We did it once.
Well, I have sage on deck. We bought sage like not that long ago and we keep meaning to sage the house and we just haven't, it's there. Exactly. But we did it the first time we moved into the house. And then, I was reading about it and realized that we did it wrong. You're supposed to open all of the doors and windows in the house to like get rid of any negative energy. So we did it twice. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Big believer. Does that make me sound like a crazy hippie dippy maniac?
No, not at all. No.
A little bit. Okay, good.
I believe too.
My daughter has Snapchat and she apparently this thing's going around. If you know how it detects your face, she was in her room detecting her face Snapchat.
Oh no.
And it showed up beside her.
Ew,
and the dog's face clicked.
Oh my God.
She was like, she threw her phone and ran out of her room.
You're like, not technical glitch.
I don't blame her. Yeah. No. Terrifying. Like, how scary is that? I feel like especially in like older cities like that, I mean, in Toronto, 100%, I feel like there's a ton because it's such an old city. There's so much crazy stuff. But so anytime I talk about ghosts to John, my husband, he hates that stuff. And he thinks that I like conjure these ghosts because I believe in them. So if I ever feel like I hear something like in the house, he's like, you're making it happen. This is your fault. He totally like, yeah, he gives me shit for it.
And it's a poltergeist basically because poltergeists are like, you know,
yeah,
teenager activity, like strong kinetic shit. And yeah, maybe you're just mentally stronger than you know.
And I mean, if you watch, maybe I am, maybe that's my problem. And that's what's been my problem all along. I'm a mentalist, mm-hmm. you guys.
There you go.
Is that the same thing?
Maybe your mom is. Maybe Carol is.
Maybe. I don't think Eric is, but I don't, you know what? He's a big believer in that stuff too. I think because we like, grew up. Well, we didn't grow up in that house. We moved a lot, but like we all lived in that house, all had experiences in that house. My mom, I know, has had experiences before several times having experiences with it. But I feel like I've just always, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it is me just being like alert and aware of it. And I do believe in it so much that like sometimes I get in my own head about stuff. But
I think people can be sensitive to it. And also, I'm going to say it, go ahead and say it was the house because your mom. Like you guys lived in another house
yes.
before, and it wasn't there necessarily. It was very specific.
And we did find out, and I'm obviously this is where it kind of stems from. But so when we moved into this house, it had a full basement apartment that we kept and used. We ended up renting it out a little bit later on, but we found out that the woman that lived in there before we moved away had died. She didn't die down there, but she did die of like cancer or something like in the hospital. So maybe that was what it was. I don't know.
Rebecca's shaking her head like, nope.
No, God, it's so scary. Yeah, no, you have to nope it. No, thank you. I'm not interested.
No, it's you have to just be like
too
nope,
scary. It's too scary. I hate that stuff. I mean, but I also love it. Like, I love a good scary movie. I will lean into that stuff pretty hard. Like, so we went to Hawaii for our honeymoon, and I didn't.
Yes, Maui, right?
Yeah, we went to Maui, and we had such a great time. But I didn't realize that Maui is supposed to be a very haunted place as well. And I bought a book. Yeah. So So I guess there's like a bunch of different mythological ideas about Hawaii and about their warriors and about these like Hawaiian and or Samoan, yeah, these different like stories and legacies, et cetera. But I bought a book from like a corner store that we went into that's all different ghost stories about Hawaii. It's pretty crazy. Ooh. And apparently if you take a, did you guys do the Road to Hana when you went to Maui?
We didn't because we were super busy and we were like, I kind of don't want to barf and have to drive that because it's like very windy.
Yeah, truly you didn't miss much. Everyone said that it was a thing to do. And we went maybe three quarters and we're like, okay, we're over this. Like, let's spin this
good.
Back around.
So,
yeah.
Well, not it was good a for lot. You, but good for me.
Yeah, you guys didn't miss anything.
I didn't waste my time.
Oh my God, you
we
guys.
We were tired as fuck. Like, we went to Paliakala, right, to do the shoot. And so we had gone up there and we had to cancel one day because of weather. And like, we just had a lot going on. So we were just like, nah, nope.
Yeah, we did it as like a thing to do. But so there's a thing that I've been told that if you're on the road to Hana or you're in Hana, a lot of people take a rock or something back home with them and they apparently get very haunted. And so many people will send their rocks back to little shops in Hawaii and ask them to place it back in the earth for them. That happens like often.
Oh my God, I'm so glad. Okay, I'm so glad you said that because I promised Liam, like our little guy, that we would bring him a piece of a volcano. So
yes, good thing you didn't.
End up picking up just, you know, we got like a rock off the main part of Maui, whatever, near where we were staying, like a tiny little rock. But because, yeah, know, theoretically, all of it is from a volcano.
Sure.
But I mean, I could have just as easily, we could have done that trip and been like, oh, we'll pick one up here because it's prettier or something. And yeah.
Totally. Yeah. I was saying this to a girlfriend of mine and she took one of the, I talked about this on my podcast and she was listening to it and she shipped her rock back to Maui.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And by the way, for anybody listening who wants to go subscribe to your podcast, it is Regular Girls and it's you. And what's your girlfriend's name that you do it with? She's a comedian.
Stacey McGonigal. She's on Second City's main stage cast. She's amazing. Oh. She's such an incredible performer. And yeah, I love being able to work with her on our Regular Girls podcast. We shoot the shit.
Amazing. And it's going to be very much up the alley, I think, of the type of girl who listens to this as well. So,
oh, totally.
Guy and guy. We have guy listeners.
Yeah, we have guys.
Yeah. We've got regular guys too.
Yeah. Regular girls and regular guys.
Yeah. We welcome all comers.
All comers. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you one other reminiscent story. And again, so it's like reaching back into our past. Like I said, you came to our wedding, but before that, you had known Justin because again, your brother's best friend. But anyway, there was one last story that he told me and it was after the Oasis show in Toronto. And you guys were, you guys were both very drunk. And I think the whole group was trashed because of the bar at the Union Station in Toronto. And
yes,
I heard this for years about you guys were throwing condiments at each other at a restaurant.
Oh my God. That's right. Oh my God. I totally forgot about that. How annoying were we? We did do that. I feel like I want to say that I started it maybe because I was like throwing like Heinz ketchup at him.
He goes, I swear to God, it was her. He goes, a giant bottle, like a plastic bottle of Heinz ketchup just comes right by my head. And he goes, I'm pretty sure it was her. You'll have to ask. He's going, I don't know if she'll remember though.
Oh, we were all pretty drunk.
But
no, I do remember that. And it's so funny like thinking about that because I feel like I am so much more like mellow now. So to imagine me being, I mean, obviously I can't act a fool like that in public anymore. I definitely did some damage. Jeez, how annoying, especially like the Union Station bar where it holds like 10 people. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's long gone, I think. I don't think I ever drank there. I was – because that was all before me and then they tore it down, I think, or
really?
Whatever.
Oh, it's gone? That's so sad.
Pretty sure it is. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it is. But what I was going to say is I do remember years later a similar story. Now, I don't think you were drunk, but – Justin certainly was. Do you remember after the London Oasis show, you were there and he tried to steal a pitcher from that bar?
I don't know if I remember that. No.
It was cold and you were there and it was a really long time ago.
I don't remember. Yeah. I feel like we've had so many different like post show nonsense that has happened when we're like so amped up from like seeing a great band and just get wild. It's so crazy. And also, I mean, I'm sure you guys are going to Radiohead, right?
Yes, yes.
So I mean, we can all be prepared for what's to come that night.
You're coming, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah. I'll be there. Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah. Look the fuck out. So
everybody needs to just be mentally and physically prepared for that evening.
Yeah, we're going to get a DT. It's going to be fine.
Hell yes.
But actually, it's so funny because we have all these connections, but Rebecca, who, believe it or not, is still here.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, she actually has a funny third party sort of connection that we figured out to you as well.
I don't know. How long have you been like part of the WWE?
Like 5 or 6 years. It becomes a blur at a certain point, but for a hot second, yeah.
Okay, so one of my best friends dated Santino Marella.
No way. Yeah. Anthony. Oh my God, that's so great. He's one of my favorite human beings. Like, he is truly so lovely. He's married now.
Yes, he is. Yeah. They dated for a few years. Yeah.
Anthony Corelli. What a guy. Yes. Oh, that's Corelli. So great. Yeah. Yeah. His Anthony Corelli.
Okay. I know nothing. This is where my colors come out. When we were in Vegas and we visited Vegas, Justin and I, and we were catching up with Renee because it had been ages since we'd seen her. And I was like sitting there going, congratulations on your success. I know nothing about wrestling. Our convo will not be about that.
Oh my God. I used to watch it all the time. It's crazy.
It's fun. It's a crazy world, and it's super fun. It's exciting to be a part of. And yeah, you get to meet so many cool people like Santino. So as soon as I started in WWE, he came up to me and he was like, oh my, I guess his dad used to watch my show that I had in Toronto. So he kind of loosely knew who I was, and he was like so great that he just like took me under his wing, and he wouldn't let anybody kind of give me a hard time or like make me feel uncomfortable. So yeah, he always kind of have my back, so I always have a special place in my heart for Tony.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I think you have a special place in your heart for another wrestler.
I do. That's true. I do.
And when we visited you, we saw, first of all, your wedding band, which you guys had tattooed, right?
Yeah, so I have I do have my actual rings, but then it was funny because leading up to us getting married, we had talked about like what we wanted to do for a while. And so like a lot of wrestlers, they don't want to wear, you can't really wear a wedding ring because if it gets caught, I mean, it can cause like a big injury. I mean, I think that's what happened to Jimmy Fallon when he like screwed up his finger, was his wedding ring got caught on something. Mm-hmm. Sort of unrelated to wrestling, but still that popped in my head. But so John was like, well, I want to, let's just get tattoos then. We'll go get that. So I was like, great, perfect. Let's do that. But like, also I still want a ring. And he was like, what? You can't have both. I'm like, oh yeah, I can. Come on, get real. I want like an actual wedding ring too. I want like that little piece of jewelry. I'm like such, it's my wedding ring. Of course I plan on wearing it for forever, but I don't like switch out my jewelry. I want like my one piece of jewelry that I just wear forever and the end.
Yep. I feel you. And so when we were down visiting with you, you told us sort of how it all happened because we just saw a photo. Actually, I found out because I have your mom on Facebook and I saw she put up a photo and then
Of course she did.
Eric was like, oh yeah, that happened. Because Justin was immediately texting him being like, Renee got married. What's up? So
yeah. And then that's when my brother texted me. He goes, oh, just so you know, mom posted your picture online. I had to call her right away. I'm like, take that down. Because I don't think it exists anywhere. So we try to keep that kind of to ourselves.
I don't blame you.
Classic Carol.
Classic Carol. She's a sweetie though. She knit things for Liam and Jill when they were little. So
she loves a good knitting. She loves it. She lives for it.
You are going to give us the DL. You're going to give us the down low a little bit on actually your wedding story. Because that's, believe it or not, our podcast. Now, we're a shit show, but yours is very unique. And you told it to me and I was like, oh my God, you have to come on and tell the story. Because I just thought it was so cool. And I didn't even really tell Rebecca because I wanted it to be a surprise for her. So,
Love that. I will regale you. Sit in the regalement. We have been waiting. We had been talking about getting married for a while, and then just kind of waiting for like the time that we wanted to do it. But about 6 months before we got married, we were up in Reno. I was just like with John on the road in like a live event, and we knew that we had to get our marriage certificate ahead of getting married to make all the stuff legal and one and done to just make that process easier. So we were in Reno and we were like, just kind of like hungover one day. And we're like, what do you want to do today? And we went for a walk and we're like, do you want to go get our marriage license today? So we like went over to like the city hall, just went in, got the paperwork done. It was like one and done. It was like such a cool feeling to like have that done. But then I felt like it was like burning a hole in my pocket. I'm like, okay, let's go get married now. Let's go do it. So we've been kind of waiting, but of course I left that ball in his court to decide when it was going to happen, how it was going to happen. And he very much likes to, like surprise me and he likes to like take control of stuff like that. I prefer to plan. He just wants to like get shit done in it, like on his own clock. So it was after WrestleMania and we had gone out to Zion National Park and just to go hiking and whatever. And then we found out our phones got reception. We got a call from, our talent relations with WWE that John had to be at Monday Night Raw that week. And we thought we had a bit more time, on the road because we thought we just had to do SmackDown, which is on Tuesday. So we ended up driving home a little bit early and, got home. We were just kind of like hanging out. We were going up to bed and we had been like kind of talking about it still. It was like on my mind and we were going up to bed and we're like in like sweatpants, like just like going up to sleep, like super like lame and gross. I went in to wash my face and like brush my teeth and I came out. He's like, yeah, you want to like do this? Like, let's just do it now. And I was like, hell yeah, let's do it. So he had the ring and he came like stomping up the stairs so that he like stowed it away somewhere in the garage. So we were like, okay, what do we do? Because we had planned on going. There's like this little chapel at the end of the strip, like right by the Welcome to Las Vegas sign. That's like this really cute little like wood, like cabin looking little chapel. So we kind of thought we would do it there. They look so, so cute. However, they're not all 24 hours. And we thought that everything was just 24 hours. And this was like 1 a.m., by the way.
Have sitcoms and movies taught me nothing?
They have been lying to you. Yeah, yeah. They've been lying. Yes. So I think like if you went to like one of the drive-thrus, like I think they do exist. But the one that we wanted, yeah, like the one that we wanted to do. And like when we talked about having like a Vegas wedding, like we didn't want to have this like big giant wedding. We didn't want it to be this big fussy thing. So I was like, all right, well, for doing a Vegas wedding, I want Elvis to do it, obviously.
That's awesome.
But that's not how it happened. So when we were like looking it up, we're like, crap, we can't actually find anywhere to do it, but we want to do it right now. We didn't want to wait. So we went on Yelp and we just like looked for like somebody that could officiate our wedding. And there was this guy named Pastor Pete and he lived like around the corner from us. So we called him and his like wife answered the phone, like kind of in a panic. Cause it was so late in the middle of the night.
Like what time is this right now?
It was about
calling Pastor
Pete. At this point it's probably like 2 a.m.
Oh my God.
I guess. Yeah. It was about 2 a.m. And so he gets on the phone, like after his wife, like passes a phone over and he's like, okay, like, he thought it was a prank and we were like, no, like we want to do this. He's like, well, have you guys been drinking? And we're like, well, yeah, but like, it's fine. We know what we're doing.
And but yeah, it's like, cool. Okay, well,
he's like, well, you need to have a witness. We're like, okay, well, it's fine. We have our dog here. And that like made them extra think that we were pranking them. They're like, no, it's fine. We'll get somebody. So we're like, we hang up the phone. He's like, okay, I'll be there in like 30 minutes. And we're like, oh my God, what do we do? So we were going to go knock on our neighbor's door, who's like this 80-year-old sweet man. He would never have heard us knocking on the door. There's no way. So we called two of our friends. One of them answered. He was great. Him and the pastor got to our house like right around the same time. I whipped on a white dress that I had in the back of my mind of something that I wanted to wear. I got the song that I wanted us to play. And then it was one and done. Like that's talked so to the cool. pastor, he asked us what we wanted. And it was still like tailored toward us. And yeah, and then we had champagne that left that we didn't pop from our vacation. So we popped some champagne and then we were married.
That is so cool.
It's awesome.
Cause yeah, it was really cool.
It's just so good because we hear so many stories of like the most epic weddings gone wrong, the most, you know, extreme dresses and shoes and like
people planning for like two years
and like right. crazy shit. And you're just like, this is what matters. We're doing this shit. Let's go get it done. And it was probably the most romantic thing you guys could have done.
It was. It really was. And like, it's not and I think that's the thing too, is like, I think when you try to like fabricate or make this big romantic setting, you know all the work that went into it, and that kind of is a bit of a boner killer. So it's it's nice to like just have that moment. And like for us, it was like we just wanted the end result. We just wanted to be married. So everything else like that kind of is entailed with getting married becomes a big to-do. And for us with our schedule too, it's like to imagine like planning on flying out our family and getting a spot and like just doing all that work. It's like our lives are busy and hectic enough. We didn't need to feel like we needed that day to be like our big day. It's like we have big, crazy, ridiculous days. So it was nice to just be low key, just him and I. I mean, yes, we love our families, of course, but you know, it's about us and us being married and us starting our life together. So yeah, it was really cool. And we had our dog there who we had to give ice cream to, like dog ice cream, so that he wouldn't manically hump everybody. He was freaking out. You could just like feel this like shift in the energy as soon as like I'm like, oh my God, I've got to change. I've got to get a dress. And John's in like a full gray, like bleach stained sweatsuit. He's like, do I have to change? I'm like, I mean, I guess you don't have to, but like you probably should.
So what did he wear?
The only pictures that we have. He wore jeans, some nice boots, a white t-shirt and a leather jacket. Classic John.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was classic for him. And then I had this like white dress that had all these really pretty like flower appliques on it. So it was like a little like boho-y and cute and flowy and pretty. And I wore
– I remember the photo vaguely. Like yeah. It was, you know, a flash on a phone. I remember it. But I was like, hey, this is a thing.
And those are the only photos that we have. Those are our wedding pictures.
And in Vegas, I told you – because again, people listening who are your fans who don't know us, like we're wedding photographers. I'm a wedding photographer, knowing you forever. Next time you guys are in Toronto, we're doing a shoot, me and you guys.
Perhaps with Radiohead. That's when we're going to be out there.
That would be nice.
So maybe that's how we do it. Yes. Hell yes.
I am going to apply for accreditation to that. But we seriously should do that because every couple needs portraits, in my opinion.
You know, yeah. Here's what I'll say. I would love to do that because I would love to have some photos. Only like other photos that John and I really have together. Like I don't take like a ton of like selfies of us like on my phone or anything. Like I obviously have pictures of us, but like we did a photo shoot for a Las Vegas magazine and I love the way those pictures turned out, but I would love to have something that's like Toronto centric too, because that's like so close to my heart. I would love to have something like that.
Yeah, and it's completely different landscape too, and it's going to be like for a different reason, just for you guys, and it would just be kind of fun and just fun to an excuse to hang out,
totally,
good, and get to know John because I haven't had he wasn't there when we visited.
Yeah.
So finally meet him.
It would have to be a very awesome.
Is he coming?
He's going to come.
Is he coming to the Radiohead?
Yep.
Yay. Okay. Yeah. I get to meet him finally.
Yay. Yeah. So he's going to come. It would be a very small window to shoot with him because he does not like having his photo taken.
Oh, honey, welcome to our world. Guess what? No guy likes having their photo taken. None. We're basically the queen experts at dealing with that.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. It's like pulling teeth with him. So we'll have to get like a little something in there for sure.
I was going to say though, like he's like a professional wrestler. Like you'd think he would be used to having his photo taken more than regular guys.
You sure would think. Definitely not.
But you'd be wrong.
I feel like it's actually, exactly. It's actually like the opposite. I feel like because he's used to like cameras being on him and stuff, like he like totally recoils when a camera is brought out now. So I wish you guys luck.
Yeah, no kidding. I was going to say that's maybe why you guys chose to do like the whole backyard thing, because you're in the spotlight all the time and it's just, you're just like, this is, I'm over it for our private moment right now. It's like, we just want, you know.
Yeah. And it was so nice to just have like, it was nice to have just that private moment of just him and I. And it was like, it was so quick and great. And then our friend, Sean, who he's actually coming up to Radiohead as well. He was, the witness for our wedding. And, he came in, did the deal, took a couple pictures, and then he left. Like it all happened like so quick and so perfectly. And then it was like just us alone. And we're like, holy shit, we're married. But so John had my rings and I just had a hair tie around my wrist. And I was like, oh, we need to give you something. So he wore my hair tie around his ring or around his ring finger for like a week. And then he was on TV for Raw with it. And a bunch of people were like, oh my God, did you guys get married? What happened? And people were like freaking out because we hadn't said anything. And then, yeah, and then when we got home.
Renee breaks the internet with her hair tie.
Yeah, my nude colored hair tie. Ew, so ugly. But yeah, and then when we got home that week, we went and got our tattoos right away.
Did it hurt a lot?
No. Oh my God. No, not at all. I have a couple tattoos and none of them have really hurt, but it's so small. I just have.
She's laughing at me. Rebecca's laughing at me because she's got a tattoo.
I have 8 tattoos. You, so.
Okay. Wait. She just showed me her only tattoo I'm aware of. Apparently she's got 8.
Oh my God. Yes. Where are they hidden, you minx?
Yeah.
Yes. Where are they hidden?
My back.
Ooh. Keep going.
My hip.
Okay.
My foot.
Okay.
My forearm.
So
my
every
wrist.
Time we do 100 episodes, I get to see another one.
Yeah.
Your neck.
Perfect.
Really? I'm learning so much, Renee. Hold on. Oh, shit.
Lisa, how do you not see a neck one?
Because she's got her hair down. And she's always got, we had this conversation on the last episode. She always wears clothes that cover a lot. So I told her, I've been doing this with you for 6 months, and I didn't even know you had this one on your arm.
Fair enough.
She's not like a tank top girl. It's not the type. She's not the type. So.
Sometimes you got to save them for special occasions, you know, tuck them away, let them pop out every now and then. It's good. I like that.
It's going to be a thing. We're going to like tweet, you know, Instagram her tattoos one by one, you know.
Yeah, you should.
Every time we hit 100 episodes. Just it'll be good. So since you gave us your story, we thought we would give you a couple to laugh at. To basically cool. make you look like an idiot in the hotel lobby where you're recording this.
Perfect.
All right. So this is an anonymous story that came from one of our listeners. So what they do is they email us and we promise not to say their names in exchange for the dirt.
Got it.
Quote, I stumbled upon your podcast via the wedding planning subreddit. I love it. So thanks to them. You keep me laughing as I plan my own wedding. I thought I'd share this short but amazing story from one of my friend's weddings a few years ago. I don't know how this happened as my friend and her husband are very detail-oriented people. Let's call them, this is funny, let's call them Rebecca and Mark. Gee, I wonder where they came up with that. Okay. A few weeks after Rebecca and Mark sent out their invitations, which had a bunch of information about booking hotel rooms at the wedding venue, she got a call from one of her aunts. She was in a conference with her fiancé and ignored the call. Rebecca's aunt then texted her that there was a wedding emergency and she and Mark stepped into the hallway to call her back. Well, it turns out that there was a mistake in the phone number that guests were to call to book a room at the resort where the wedding was going to be held.
Oh my God.
And it gets good. When the aunt called the number on the invitation, instead of a hotel receptionist, she got a recording offering many different types of intimate phone conversations.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
She says, yes, my friend had included a sex hotline phone number on her wedding invitation. So good. Both she and her husband are from pretty conservative families and knew that this could be a huge problem. They had to call all of their family and friends and tell them not to use the phone number and to instead book online. Luckily, she and Mark are able to laugh about it to this day, and it's one of my favorite stories to tell soon-to-be brides. It's also a reminder to myself to triple check everything. Oh my God.
Triple check it all. That is so funny. Oh my God. Especially like, it's one thing if it's like a family's just like, haha, funny joke. But like, could you imagine like a super conservative, especially if it's like your mother-in-law and like her calling in this number and like getting offers for like the most like ridiculous things. Oh my God.
Like, do you want a happy ending?
Do you think any people called and followed through? They're like, hey, maybe this is part of the perk.
Oh, you know, there's a creepy Uncle Joe.
Oh, you know, I bet half of the people called
Certainly.
It.
Certainly.
For sure. Yeah. I would.
It's always the most
there would have to
it's always the most conservative people who are all against that are the most down and dirty secretly. Oh,
that's actually so true. That's very true. Like behind closed doors, they're the freaks in the sheets.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rebecca, do you have another one there?
Yeah, I have one from Reddit.
Okay. Reddits are kind of like a garbage dump
they're
of
our go-to.
They're our go-to.
Perfect. Perfect.
At a former boyfriend's cousin's wedding, their best man got up extremely drunk and started out with his beautiful speech going on about how long he'd known the groom, how good of friends they were, and how much he loved him, which is why he felt like a terrible friend for allowing the wedding to happen without telling him that the bride was having an affair with one of the groom's friends. Okay. She's a, quote, she's a lying whore, and I feel like I should have been a better friend by telling you sooner. I'm sorry, bro. I'm so sorry. Then he cried. Everyone else in the room just started looking around for someone or something to break the awkwardness. Nope, it got no better.
I'll never forget the look of disgust, shock, and oh shit on her face.
Oh my God. I feel like those stories happen all the time, though, when you find out that the bride or groom is sleeping with somebody in the wedding party. Yes. Like, that's crazy.
But she wasn't. Was she sleeping with a groomsman or just somebody?
One of the groomsmen.
Oh, fuck. I missed that part. That's even worse than what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, that's crazy. I don't understand, like, that the, like, idea of, like, the cold feet or, like, people doing stuff like that. Like, it is so insane. God.
It's so bullshit.
It is. I feel like – I always feel like those stories almost seem like fake. It's like, how could somebody be that brutal? But it happens.
I know. We've had people who have, like, first person seen the shit. Like, you know, sometimes it's, like, Reddit, whatever. But then – like,
remember the wedding planner?
Yes.
Like, with the groom?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So just a quick
– oh, like the movie The Wedding Planner?
No. We had – okay. So we had a guy named Walter who was amazing. He's a wedding planner here in Toronto. And he came on a phone call just like this. And he told us a story when he was new in the industry. He was tending bar at a venue here in Toronto. And the groom arrived to the wedding and the bride wasn't around. And he just kept saying, oh, she's getting fixed up, whatever. They did the whole receiving line without him. They finally said, okay, we really have to get going to entrances. And he's like, yeah, it's okay. She'll come along. Everybody, you know, entered, wedding party announced, everything. Groom walks in alone without the bride. And he's holding the card box. And everybody's like, what's going on? So then...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So then he goes, he takes the mic from the DJ. He goes, hey, welcome, everyone. Thank you very much for coming to our wedding. Just wanted to let you know, say the bride's name is Shelly. Shelly won't be coming out tonight. She's actually not here. I found out she was cheating yesterday, but I actually wanted to go through with the wedding anyway, because if I canceled it, I would have lost out on all the payments to the vendors. So I'm going to thank you for your gifts, these cards. I'm going to use them to pay for the wedding. Please, the bar's over there. It's open. Have a great night. Peace out. And he left.
Oh, my God. That is so, like, I could not imagine. Can you imagine being at a wedding and, like, witnessing that? Holy shit. Oh, that would be crazy.
I asked Walter, I'm like, but what happened to the bride? How did it all happen? So, like, the church ceremony happened, like, big church ceremony and everything. Limo gets the venue. He turns to his wife. He goes, no, you're not getting out.
Wow.
and then she's like, what? And he broke it to her. And then he went in without her. And then all that happened.
Whoa.
And then apparently it was just like the craziest party he's ever seen.
It would have to be. I think everyone would just start like drinking an exorbitant amount to just like make up for that awkwardness. And then just start talking so much shit about the bride.
Oh, yeah. Well, wouldn't you be like,
everybody,
I paid for this. Like he took my money. I am going to
and eat that
shit out of that bar.
Yeah, I think I would feel so bad for him that I'd be like, yeah, I mean, do you want another gift? Like, I don't know. I feel like I would just have to get, like, take all the money. Take it.
Here's my wallet.
You earned it.
Take all of it. Just throw money at him.
Yeah.
Right?
Poor guy.
That should be a new tradition. Exactly. Groom gets stood up or groom gets fucked up at the wedding, like in the sense that he gets cheated on, whatever.
Yeah.
You stand the group in the middle of the room. Everybody opens their wallet, just starts chucking money at him.
Yeah, there you go.
They could call it a groom shower.
Oh, poor guy. That is so crazy, man. That's brutal. That's terrible. I was reading one of Anthony Bourdain's books, and he was talking about how he would, when he was like figuring out cooking and whatever, and he was like somewhere in like New England or Rhode Island or something, and that he was they had like a wedding party come in at the place he was working, and the chef like slept with the bride in the back of the bar.
No,
like after, like at their like wedding party. Yeah, isn't that nuts?
Dude.
Like in like a back alley or something. Isn't that wild?
You just keep getting better.
Crazy. It's so nuts. People are bonkers, man.
So many visuals.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people are a trip.
So many
can't
visuals.
Be trusted.
So impressive. Like, I love a good celebrity story.
Right?
Me too. I love it.
And right there, we are going to cut it off because then we got disconnected from Renee because my internet fucking failed.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about being in the basement here. I'm working on the internet connectivity. We actually did really well with her. We got away with like 46 minutes of uninterrupted.
Oh my God, yeah. It was awesome.
Uninterrupted call.
She's so fabulous.
She's so.
I love her.
Isn't she funny?
Yes.
And
she's awesome.
And sweet. She's an incredibly sweet person and so talented. And I'm just gonna you know, gush all about her because she's a doll. So thank you, Renee. I'm so sorry we got cut off so quickly. Thank you for the Anthony Bourdain story you told us at the end there. Hopefully that didn't get cut, because otherwise this comment's gonna make no sense whatsoever. That was just, the whole thing was great.
Yeah.
And I totally owe you a drink at Radiohead, which I'm promised to deliver on. So
do it.
I'm gonna see you
she
soon.
She totally deserves it.
Yep. Looking forward to meeting the husband. And it's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be another night out. You know, hopefully we have a DD.
Party.
And we love you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Don't forget to subscribe to Renee's podcast with her friend Stacy, Regular Girls. So again, you know, if you love what we do, I think you'll love what she does.
Yeah, it's totally fun.
Yeah, totally fun. Good, fun time. Well, that is it for us. Don't forget to send us your stories, secretlifeofweddings@gmail.com. Also, don't forget, we got the extra episode over on Patreon every single week, ad-free and completely new content.
It's a good one.
It's a really good one. It's featuring even more crazy-ass mother-in-law stories.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. So go to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to become a supporter and get some extra episodes. Pretty much double your episodes.
Yeah.
Which is going to be amazing. Every week, there's going to be a new one. And Rebecca?
Anything can happen at weddings.
And we will be here to tell you all about it. And that is it for us this week on
Secret Life of Weddings.
So if you have a story that you think would be awesome, email us at secretlifeofweddings@gmail.com and we just might read your story on the air. Don't forget to let us know if you want to be anonymous or not. For even more Secret Life of Weddings gossip, you can visit our YouTube channel or go to secretlifeofweddings.com. If you need to feed the drama llama and you want more gossip, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings, where we upload an ad-free, exclusive Patreon episode every single week just for our patrons. For as little as $1 a month, you can feed that drama llama as much as it wants to eat. That's fun. Also, come join us in our Facebook group, Fans of Secret Life of Weddings. We hang out there a lot, and come say hello. Don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast directory and leave us a review if you have a minute. It helps us a lot.